Well, up next, there's much discussion in farm country about the need to increase corn acreage next year. Now, these extra acres will help feed the growing demand from the ethanol industry, and most have said the market must go sharply higher in order for corn acreage to be increased in the United States. But as you'll hear, that may not necessarily be the case. The price of corn only needs to go high enough long enough for farmers to make the decision to plant more corn acres. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll make sales at the higher levels. USDA has projected corn prices will need to reach $3.10 to $3.20 a bushel on average in order to bring in the extra acres. Projections from the Ag Econ Department at the University of Illinois aren't nearly so rosy. Here's Gary Schnitke with the breakdown.
What we find, and you know, using a soybean price of in the $6 range, which is where we're at currently, if you look at futures markets, they're projecting sort of a $6 cash price for the 2007 year. Break-even corn price would be in the $2.50 to $2.60 range, which is if you look at where futures prices are at, most futures prices would be projecting corn prices above those levels. So we think that there's going to be a, given what we see now market-wise, that there's going to be, that corn is going to be more profitable than soybeans next year, and we're likely to see some shifting.
So Schnitke contends the prices in Chicago at the Board of Trade for next year's corn crop are already high enough for farmers to make more money planting corn rather than soybeans. The equation Schnitke uses to find the break-even corn price is fairly simple. You can read it for yourself in the FarmDoc website in the management section at farmdoc.uiuc.edu. It is the cost difference between producing an acre of corn or an acre of soybeans plus the revenue from the soybean acre, that's price times yield, divided by the projected corn yield. Again, that's the cost difference plus soybean price times soybean yield or the revenue, and then divide by the corn yield. Again, you can read more on the FarmDoc website at www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.